Today's Daf HaShavua Shir in Yerushalmi begins in the Oz V'Hodor edition on the top line of Daf Hei Amid Aleph with the word Zehu She'omedu Mispalel, and in the Vilna edition it is on Daf Dalid Amid Aleph. Begins the Gemara. We are now going to discuss how a person keeps his feet during Shmoneh Esrei, and the Rosh Cirillo tells us what is the connection to the Gemara that we had before about the time of Alos and Bein Hashmashes and those sugyas. The Rosh Cirillo said, because earlier on Daf Gimel Amid Aleph we learned that Ein Alavona Zoreches B'Shoa Shechama Shrekas V'Loi Shrekas B'Shoa Shechama Zoreches, that the moon never overlaps with the sun. When the sun is shining, the moon is not shining, and the moon waits to shine at night till Shkia, and in the morning when the sun by Nates comes up, there is no more Levana. So just like, as far as the Chama and the Levana are concerned, they are aligned properly each and every day, so too a person when he's davening Shmoneh Esrei, his feet should be aligned. That's how the Rosh Cirillo explains the shaychus of this Gemara. Begins the Gemara, Zehu she'omed ha'mispal. The word Zehu is like it would say Echad. Echad she'omed ha'mispal. One person is davening. So when he's davening, Tzorech l'hashvayt es raglov. He has to align his feet. In the Charedim, Divrei HaMaskil l'hashvayt es raglov, which in the Oz V'Hodor edition is four lines before it gets wide, on the right margin. So the Charedim says, She'yiru shneim u'chuborim k'regel echad. The two feet should be connected as if they're one foot. We're going to learn that soon from a pasuk. And the Charedim adds, U'pligi amaroi l'kamei I mechabram l'orchon oy l'rafchon. We're going to have a machloikis, amaroim, whether this alignment is like one long line. In other words, a person will have his left foot right next to his right foot, but the right foot will be in front of the left foot, and it'll be like one long line vertically, or it means that the two feet are standing together, one next to each other horizontally, and in that way they are aligned. And that's what the Gemara is now going to tell us. Train Amaroi. The Yerushalmi, in its succinct language, is trying to say it's a machloikis between two Amoraim, which the Charedim alluded to. Rab Levi v'Rab Simon. It's a machloikis between Rab Levi and Rab Simon. Chad Amar kemalachim. One of these Amoraim, we don't know which one, says that a person has to align his feet like the angels. And we'll soon see that the malachim put their feet one right next to the other horizontally. V'chad omer k'kahanim, and one said that you have to align your feet during Shmoneh Esrei like the kahanim, and they used to put their feet one in front of the other. So man di omer k'kahanim, the one who says that you have to align your feet like the kahanim, where does he derive this from? Because the pasuk states in Shmoyis Perek Chof Pasuk Chof Beis, v'loisal b'malos al mizbechi, you shouldn't go up on steps on my Mizbeach. We know that the Mizbeach didn't have steps, but rather it had a kevesh to go up, a slope. Asher loy sigola ervoscha olav. This ramp that was made for the Mizbeach, the purpose was that there should not be any gilui erva. If a person walks up steps, although the Kohanim were wearing michnasayim, they were wearing pants, so there wouldn't be any actual revelation of their private parts, of their makam erva. However, it appears like, by taking steps up to the mizbech, it would appear like a gilui erva, and therefore the Torah said, leisala b'malos al mizbechi, you have to go up a ramp, a kevesh. However, even once we have a kevesh, you have to take small steps, because if you take large strides, that itself, again, even on the ramp, even on the kevesh, will look like gilui erva. So that's what the pasuk says here. Loisal b'malos ha'mizbechi, shehoyu mahalchim. How did they go? How did the kohanim go up to the mizbeach on the kevesh? They used to go ekev b'tzad goydel, v'goydel etzel ekev. In other words, for example, if they had their left heel next to the right toe, and then when they would take a step with their right foot, a small step, now the left toe would be next to the right heel, and so on and so forth. That's how they took their small, tiny steps, so that it should not appear like Yuli Erva. And in the beer of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, Shlita on the Yerushalmi, he says that during Shmoneh Esrei, according to this Mandi Yomer, we also should not give the appearance of any Gilui Erva, and therefore we stand in this way, one foot right in front of the other in a straight line, because of this reason. The Meforshim asks a question from the Mishnah at the beginning of the second parak of Yuma, where we're familiar with the Kahanim in their great desire and anticipation to do the mitzvahs connected with the Mizbech. They ran up the Kevesh, and in fact, there was one hit the other, and that's when they started the pious, the Gorol, because of the accident that happened there running up. Ask the Meforshim, running up is certainly not putting one small step in front of another. So the Meforshim answered that this halacha of the small steps, that's only b'shas avoda, when they're bringing up the pieces of basar, of kachim, up to the Mizbeach, that's the only time they had that chiyuv. But here, where they were running up for another purpose to the top of the Mizbeach, it wasn't b'shas avoda mamish, so there's no such halacha. My colleague at the OU, Rabbi David Gorelick Shlita, asked the question here, just why did the Yerushalmi change? It says, Ekev Bitzad Goydel, the Goydel Eitzel Ekev. The Yerushalmi either should have used both times Bitzad or both times Eitzel. Why the change? And I did not find an answer. If anyone has an answer, please send me an email at grossman@ou.org. Continues the Gemara, Umandi Omar Kemalachim, the person who says, the one of the Amaroim who says that they had their feet like the angels, it was based on a pasuk in Yecheskel Perek Aleph Pasuk Zayin, when Yecheskel saw the Malachi Elyon, he noticed that Viragleim, their feet, regal Yeshara, their feet were like straight feet, meaning that their 2 feet were, as the Haredim had said, they were mechuborim keregalecha, they were tied together, and they gave the impression as if they were 1 foot. Rav Chanina bar Androi, before we go on, let's just point out that the tour brings both of these pshatim here in the Yerushalmi. The Rash Cirillo points out that in our Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud Amid Beis, it only brings down the Mandi Yomer who says Malachim, and it only brings down the Pasuk Vragleim Regal Yeshara. And the Rashi Rilo says, "B'talmud lo hiskaru ella she yichaven oisam v'yisvachem be'inyan she yidmu regel achas." And that's taka the way we are knowing. Although the Torah brings down both of these mandi amrim, but in practical davening, if you look around, you'll see that people are standing with their feet together. Unfortunately, some people do not have their feet together, and it should be pointed out, according to the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, and the Minhag Olam is that we put our feet together, like this Mara of Yecheskel, Viragleim Regel Yeshar. Continues the Gemara, Rab Chanina Bar Androi, B'Shem Rab Shmuel Bar Sutter, he made the following statement, HaMalachim, the angels, Ein Lem Kfitzim, they don't have any knee joints, and therefore they're unable to sit down. Umatama, the Yerushalmi, when it uses the words matama, is different than the Bavli, which means what's the reason, but rather matama means what's the source, what's the makor for this. The makor is a pasuk in Daniel, Perek Zayin, pasuk Tezayin, where Daniel saw the malachim, and he saw that kervas alchad min ka'amaya, I came close to one of those who were standing. And the Yerushalmi understands that the word ka'amaya should be ka'yimaya. It means ka'yimaya. Now the Gra in Ois Aleph points out, Hagam dekahamaya nami pirushay ha'indim. Both of these words that the Yerushalmi uses, one is from the pasuk kahamaya, and then the interpretation of kahyimaya of the Yerushalmi, both mean standing. But there is a difference between the two. Mikomakim says the gra, loy muchach sha'indim tamid, el sha'ata nitzav malav. If you use the literal words of the pasuk kahamaya, it means a verb. They were standing. But standing means the same person who can stand, he could also sit because he has knee joints. So he's able to sit. The Yerushalmi is understanding, no, that's not kahamaya, a verb, but rather it's kahyimaya, says the Gra, Avol Yerushalmi Mefarshi, who shame min ha'indim. It means he saw one of the standers as a noun. Not the verb standing, but the noun standers, because they couldn't sit down. It wasn't just that they were standing at this very moment, but rather they are the standers, the noun, because they don't have knee joints, they're only able to stand. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Huna, says Rav Huna, Zeh shirayas ha-kahanim bebeis ha-knesses, a person who sees the kahanim duchling in shul, he has to make three brachos. As the Haredim points out, we know that there are three brachos in Birchas Kahanim, and I'm referring to the Haredim in the first wide line in the Oz V'Hadar edition. V'hi nechlekes l'shloisha brachos, Yivarechecha, Yoer, and Nisa. So on each of these brachos that the Kahanim give, the person who sees the Kahanim during Duchanim should give a bracha. What is the reason for this bracha? So the Haredim brings down the Gemara in Saita Daf Mem Amar Aleph in the Bavli, Ke'eved Shemekabel Pras Miraboy Umachzik Loi Taiva. You Hashem allowed the Kohanim to give me a bracha, so this is like a servant who thanks his master for giving him a present. You're giving me the bracha of Birchas Kohanim. And that's why on each bracha that the Kohanim give to me, I offer a bracha. The Rash Cirillo brings this down as well, and he adds Va'oid Lakasher Ulahamshech Shefa Habrachas Mamaila Lamata. By me offering a bracha, when the Kahanim are giving a bracha, that enables me to connect the higher spheres to the lower spheres, and all the brachas that the Kahanim are giving to me will, Emir Tashem, come into actuality. Now, we, Bizman HaZeh, do not make these brachas. And they're not found even in our Siddurim, as we'll soon see. So the Bavli in Saita Daf Mem Amar Aleph brings a machlokas. According to one man, the Yomar, the chiyuv of these brachas was only in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, when Klal Yisrael heard the Shem HaMeyuchad, that special name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we do not use today, so it was only at that time that they would offer these brachas. According to another Mandi Yomar there in the Bavli, the halacha is that the Yisrael, who is accepting the brachas from the Kahanim, is not allowed to utter any words during the Birchas Kahanim. And in fact, in some Siddurim, you have next to every word, for example, Yivarecha, Hashem, V'yishmerecha, next to each word, there is a pasuk. So the halacha is that one is the Yisrael, who's listening to Yivarecha, is not supposed to verbalize that pasuk that's mentioned there. He could look at the words and think of it in his mind, but he's not supposed to say it. So according to both Mandiyamrim, Bizman HaZeh, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, we do not make these brachas, either because there's no Beis HaMikdash, or because, in general, we have to sit quietly, stand quietly, while the Kohanim are giving us the brachas. Now, what were the brachas in the time of the Birchas Kohanim, according to this Mandiyamar? I'm Rav Huna, Zeh Shereyas HaKohanim BeBeis HaKnesses, BeBracha Rishon HaTzarech Leimer, Baruch Hu Es Hashem Malachav. And the Rash Cirillo says that we bring this inyan here because, since we said before, you have to put your feet together like Kohanim or like Malachim, the Gemara wants to point out that we find that Kohanim are also referred to as Malachim. And that's why we bring in this Gemara. So the Haredim tells us the Rash Cirillo tells us that the first bracha is to thank Hashem keneged oylam hamalachim. This is the world of the angels. Then we say b'shnia, the second bracha that the Birchas Kohanim, that the Kohanim tell us, which is Yoer. So for that, We say, Baruch Hashem, Kol Tzvav, all his hosts. That, says the Rosh Cirillo, is Keneged Olam HaGalgalim. That's the world of the spheres, the upper spheres. And finally, Bishlishis, when the Kohanim say to us, Yisro Hashem Panav Elecha, so on the third one, what do we say? Baruch Hu Hashem Kol Ma'asav. As the Rosh Cirillo says, B'chol mekoymes memshalter, wherever Hashem is the ruler, which is all over, harei kisher v'chibur l'chol oylamos. So first we did the malachim, then we did the galgalim, then we did Hashem all over the universe, and therefore we say now at the end, kol masav. That's if he's there by chakras. What about b'musav? On Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, or Yom Tovim, if he hears the Kohanim, Birchas Kohanim by musav, so he changes the brachas. B'bracha Rishayin Tzarch Loimer Shira Malois Hinei Baruch Hashem Kol Avdei Hashem Ho'ayin Debeves Hashem Balelos. Bishniya, in the second of the Birchas Kohanim, he says Se'u Yedeichem Kodesh. Bishlishis, in the third one, in Yisa, what does he answer? Yivarech Hashem Mitzion. He answers that third pasuk. Now, sometimes we have four Birchas Kohanim. That's when you have Nila. On that, the Gemara now says, Im hayu arba, if there were four times of Birchas Kohanim, which means you had Shachris, Musav, Mincha, Nila, so you do the following. Chayzer, he repeats, Tilisiyasa, Kikadmisa, Mincha, which is the third Birchas Kohanim of the day, he says the same brachas as he said on the first one, Shachris, Urviyasa, and Neila, Kissin Yevasa, he goes back to what the brachas that he said at Musaf. That is the Seder. Continues the Gemara. Amar Rav Chanina, we have the girsas are either Rav Chanina or Rav Chinina. We have that in the Shinui Neschois on the side of the Gemara. Amar Rav Chanina, we'll take one of those girsas. Rav Chanina said, Me'alois ha-shachar ad she'yora mizrach odom mahalach arbo milin. We go back now to the sugi that we were doing before we got into Birchas Kohanim and before we got into the sugi of standing during Shemoneh Esrei. We go back to alois ha-shachar neitz, and now we come with a new zman, and that zman is called ayalas ha-shachar. And this phrase is familiar to us from Tehillim, Perik Chav Beis, where David HaMelech says, Lam Natseyach Al Yos HaShachar Mizmor LeDavid. And according to the Medrash Tehillim, Esther Hamalka Beruach HaKodesh said this pasuk concerning the Geulas Yisrael from Haman and Achashverosh in the days of Purim. So David and Esther Beruach HaKodesh were talking about a time called Ayelas HaShachar. Now, we'll soon define what is Ayelas HaShachar, but what is Rav Chanina telling us? That from Ayelas HaShachar until Yoyer HaMizrach, until the western horizon is full of light, which is dawn, Adam Mahalach Arbas Mil, a person can walk 4 milim. The Charedim tells us that Yoyer HaMizrach is referring to Alois HaShachar. So, then we're going to have another period, which is called Netzacham. So we have these three periods. Before Alois HaShachar, we have Ayelas HaShachar. And then after Alois HaShachar, we have Netz. What is the Ayelas HaShachar? So the Ayelas HaShachar, we're going to see more on it on Amud Beis, but just to give a brief hakdama, Ayelas means a female doe, and really a female doe, we want to compare the light that we're going to see before Alois HaShachar. According to some portion, this is the false dawn. It's not yet dawn, but it's the first glimmer of light in the darkness of the night. And what Rav Chanina is telling us here is that from that first glimmer of light until Alois HaShachar, until the sun is Tchilas HaZricha, as the Charedim tells us, until the sun begins to shine in the period of Alois HaShachar, that itself is the Mahalach of 4 milin. We know a person can walk in a mil in 18 minutes, so it means 72 minutes. We know that from Alois, from dawn until the ball, the sphere of the sun, comes up, which is Hanetz, or the Haredim calls it Soif Zricha Sachama, the end of when the rays of the sun make the entire hemisphere full of light. That's by the Netz. So that's also 72 minutes. From Alois to Netz is a walking of 4 mil, which is 4 times 18 is 72. And from Ayelis HaShachar until Alois is likewise Mahalach of 4 mil, which is 72 minutes. So we're comparing the first glimmer of light, which is this false dawn, to the horns on top of a deer. The only problem is an Ayelis doesn't have horns. So the Mephoreshim say, and even though David HaMelech used the terminology of Ayelis, maybe this is my own addition, maybe it was nicer in a Tehillim to use that poetic language of Ayelis HaShachar, but really he's referring to the Ayol. He's referring to the deer who has horns, and the Gra points out that these are like the first false dawn that we're speaking about, which has that first glimmer of light. There's like two shafts of light that go out, and they look like the horn, says the Gra, not of behemoths and sheep that have horns. They're like small little straight horns, but rather these are like the horns of a deer, which are spreading out until they spread more and more as the time goes on, as the 72 minutes go on, and then even after Alois HaShachar, it even spreads more until we have the final sphere of the sun coming above the horizon. The Haredim here refers to it as the morning star, and the morning star is what we've had earlier in the Gemara, in the Yerushalmi, Koichavta, which was referring to Venus. However, as we're going to see on Amud Beis, the Gemara says that this is a mistake, because Venus, which you see earlier than dawn, however, Venus doesn't have a consistent time when you see it. It depends on its orbit. Sometimes it's earlier, sometimes it's later. So the Gemara points out, the way the Haredim explains it on Amud Beis, how can you say definitively that you have 72 minutes from the Ayelis HaShachar, if Ayelis HaShachar means Venus, and there's 72 minutes, there's not always 72. Sometimes there's more than 72, sometimes there's less than 72, depending on the orbit of Venus. If so, that cannot be. And the Gemara in Amud Beis will say this beferish. So let's go back to Rav Chanina's words. Amar Rav Chanina, may Ayelis HaShachar, from this period, which we're going to go with the pshat, the false dawn, when we see the first glimmer of some light in the horizon, ad sheyora mizrach, until Alois HaShachar, until the dawn, which is the beginning of Zrichas Hachama, the beginning of when the sun begins to dominate in the horizon, and the light rays go all across the horizon, oda mahalach arba milin, a person can walk 4 milin, which is 72 minutes, mishiyora mizrach, from the time that the Mizrach begins to have light, ad she'tane tzachama, until neitzachama, arbas mil, that is again 4 mil, which is 72 minutes. Now the Gemara asks, uminayin mishiyora mizrach ad she'tane tzachama arbas mil, how do we know that from Alois HaShachar until neitzachama is 4 mil? D'chsiv, we have a pasuk. And this is a pasuk in Bereshis concerning light, Perik Yutes, pasuk Tezvav. The pasuk says, "Ukemoya Shachar Olam," as the Alois HaShachar began, "V'yoitzu Hamalachim b'loit lemor kum kachas ishtecha v'shtei b'nei sechel mitzos pen tisofe ba'avon ear." You might get killed because of the sin of the city, and they started pressuring him to leave the city. So that was from the beginning of Alois HaShachar. Uksiv, and the pasuk further there in Perek Yutes, pasuk of Gimel says, Hashemesh yotza al oretz v'loit ba'atzayara. The sun, that's the sphere of the sun with hanetz, came out on the earth, and loit came to tzayar. That means from Alois HaShachar until netz, loit traveled from stoim to tzayar. Umin Stoim Litzar Arbas Mil. And if you check out from Stoim to Tzar, it's 4 mil. So we see that a person can walk 4 mil in that period of time, which is 72 minutes. Ask the Gemara. Some put in the word Vahaloi, and that's what the Rishami means here. Yaiser Havit. Vahaloi Yaiser Havit. There's more. If you check it out, you'll see actually there's like a mountain that goes from Stone to Tzoar, and going up the mountain and going down the mountain, it takes more than 72 minutes. And it's more than 4 mil. So how could you learn this from Lloyd from Stone to Tzoar? Amar Rab Zeira, Hamalach Hayimekadeid Lefneim Haderach. The Malach cut through the mountain, and therefore it was only 4 mil. As the crow flies, as the bird flies straight, it was 4 mil, and it actually took 72 minutes. Let us see how the Haredim explains this Gemara. This is three lines from the bottom of the Ois V'Hadar edition. Umeshani, da malachoy mekadru lefneim, v'hu meloshin mekadrin b'horim, sechtas Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin, on the Aflam and Hamid base, tells us a method where you can, by using strings, going up a mountain, even though you're going up a mountain and down a mountain, you can figure out, using the method that the Gemara explains there in Erevin, you can figure out what is the straight across. If you were to bore a tunnel through the mountain, what would be the exact length from one side of the mountain to the other without going up the mountain and down the mountain? That's the Gemara in Erevin. So the Haredim is saying that the word here, in fact, if you look in the Haredim, I just noticed it now, his girsa is mekader lefneim. In the way we have it here in the Yerushalmi, it is mekadeid. However, the Haredim is using the lashon of the Gemara in Erevin, in Bavli, of mekadrid. Kloimar explains the Haredim. Umash yesh mistam letzor arba milin. How is it that from Storm to Tzar it's 4 mil? And Hainu, Kishenektor. If you make a path through, Venira, Shachachamim Kodru Isaiah Derech, Umotsu Arbo Milin. That the Chachamim went through and paved that way, and it comes out to be 4 mil. Now, I'm not sure what the Haredim means here. I don't know if the Haredim means that they actually physically made a tunnel through the mountain. That's what the Malach did. I think what the Haredim means is they used the methodology of the Gemara in Erevin, how with strings there's a certain way where you're able to figure out how, even though you're going up and down a mountain, you could figure out how what it would be as the crow flies. So the Chachamim knew through that methodology of the Gemara in Erevin that it was only 4 mil. But how did the Malach get them through? The Malach got them through a tunnel. He knocked the mountain down and made a straight path, or he made a tunnel through the mountain, but he got them through. Ask the Haredim, Vim Taimar Minole Ha, how do you know? Dilma Yaiser Mishir Arba Milan Hiluch Belai Kidr. How does the Yerushalmi know, how does Rab Zeira know that the Malach did this? Maybe, in fact, light went from Stoim, up the mountain, down the mountain, until he got to Tzoyer, and it took longer than 72 minutes because it was actually more than 4 mil. How do we know it? Yesh Loimer, says the Haredim, that Kosev Mashma Shebo Loimer, the Ness Iroloi. The Pasuk seems to be saying a Ness happened. Voimer, and the Pasuk is saying, Tira, look, Pelo Osloi Hashem. Hashem did a wonder. Shemiyad Mishaolo Ashachar Acha Hashem Mishyotz Alorz Higia Loit Mutsoyar Vinimlat Mea Fecha Vichinelech Bepshita. If you go simple, Yevshalo Lodim Zoriz, even a person walking very quickly, Lagi Yishav Ela Devadai Kadr Loy Amalach Hadera. So the Haredim says that Rav Zeira understood from the Pasuk that the Pasuk was trying to hint to us that how does the person go from Stone to Tzoyer in 72 minutes? It's not possible. Even if you're running, it's not possible. It must be that the Pasuk is trying to hint to us that a Ness took place here because the Malachim made this path through. Azoy Lanta Haredim, and if you look in the Beer of Rav Chaim Kanievsky, he says, Kol Uketemisharis derech shemestoyim litzoyer kishatam mekadir boharim dalid milan havet. The Malach took away the necessity of going up the mountain and down the mountain, which in fact would take more time because it was longer than 4 million. He cut through, and if you measure how it would be as the crow flies, Ein Echanami, from stone to tzar, it is only 4 mil. That's the 72 minutes. The Rosh Rillo learns a little differently. He learned, since the Pasuk told us, V'yo'itzu ha-malachim. The Malachim were pushing him. They were pressuring him, get out of here, run for your life. So the Gemara understood that Ein Echanami, it's longer than 4 mil from Stoyim to Tzoyar. But what Lloyd was able to do by running, that we could do by walking normally, we could do 4 mil. That's how the Rosh Cyrillo learns. The Pnei Moshe over here says that, where do we learn this all out? Because the Torah used the extra two words. Hashemesh yotza al ha'aretz. Obviously, the Shemesh always comes out al ha'aretz. Al ha'aretz is trying to tell me that there was something to do here with Arba Milin, that even though it's longer than Arba Milin, it worked out to Arba Milin. As we turn to Daf Hayamid Beis. So we, whatever the exact shot is, we have a makor that from Alois till Nates is 72 minutes. Uminayin miayalas hashachar achayora mizrach arba mil. How do you know the other thing, that from ayalas hashachar until alois hashachar, it's also 4 mil, 72 minutes? The Gemara answers, kimoi ukimoi. How does the pasuk there by Lloyd start? Ukimoi hashachar olo. What is the ukimoi? It should say kimoya shachar olav. So the Yerushalmi understands mila midamya lechavrta. It's one thing compared to the other, as the Haredim explains, that Lloyd didn't want to leave Stein. The pasuk says vayuitzu. The malachim are pressuring him. So the Haredim understands that it took them 72 minutes to pressure Lloyd to get out of here, or else you're going to get killed as well. So the pasuk is telling us this period, which is now going to take place from Alois till Nates, which Lloyd went from Stoim to Tzoyar, that is going to be the same as a previous period. During the early morning, while it was still dark, when you had the Ayelas Hashachar, the false dawn, with the two karnayim, the two horns of the deer. Of light coming out during those 72 minutes from Ayelas Hashachar until Alois Hashachar, they were trying to convince him, get out of here. And that's Ukamoy, that's the Ukamoy. This time frame and period is identical to the previous time period of Ayelas to Alois. Amar Rav Yossi Barbun, Hado Ayalta de Shachrin. We've been speaking already about Ayalas Hashachar. The Yerushalmi now says, I better explain, what is this Ayalas Hashachar? So the one that David HaMelech spoke about, Lamnatzeyach al Ayalas Hashachar. Man de Omar, Koichafta, the one who says that it's Venus, he, Taya, you're making a mistake, as we explained before. Zimnin di Mekadma, because Venus sometimes, depending on its orbit, sometimes it comes early, sometimes it comes late. And the Haredim explains that it would not make sense to have the period of 72 minutes dependent on something that is not established. She'ein roi likroi ayalas hashachar el dover kavua korv l'shachar tamid b'shir echot. If it's the false dawn, so that false dawn with the two rays of light, as we're going to learn now in a minute, that in fact is constant. But to say it's dependent on the morning star of Venus, depending on its orbit, is not constant, so it can't be that could be called the Ayelas Hashachar. So the Gemara asks, my kedoyim. So what in fact, if it's not Venus, then what do we mean with Ayelas Hashachar? Kemin train dukronin. It's like two horns. This is of the deer, the nor of light, the salkin that rise min medincha from the east, uminarin, and they broaden out as time goes on to give more and more light. That is what the Ayel Zeh Shachar is. Now we have a strange word, which we have a few pshat on what the word means. Dolma. So the Haredim tells us that the word dolma means dolma damya. You know what this is compared to. And others learn, he brings, that dolma is like we have in the Bavli, itmar. And then he said he told this to his Rebbe, the Haredim says, and my Rebbe did not like it. Omar li, loy svirli, mishum detevis dilma ein mashma itmar. The word dolma is not mashma itmar. There's a third pshat from the Rosh Cirillo, it means do lema. This is something that should be said. In other words, what we're going to have now in the Gemara is a very beautiful medrash. It's something that Rabbanim could use in a drasha, that the Yerushalmi now is going to compare the light as the light spreads in the horizon to the ultimate geula of Klal Yisrael. So the according to the Rosh Cirillo, dolma means dolema. This is something fitting to be said. What is that? Rav Chiya, we have Rava, but on the side the gear says Rav Chiya Rabba, the great Rav Chiya, Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, and Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, who we'll soon see was the Gadol Hador, have a Mahalchin Bahado Bikas Arbel Bikiritzosa. They were walking in the plains of this place, Arbel, which the Haredim says is a village near to Tveria, and they were there in the Ashmoiris HaBoiker. They were there in this period of the Ayelet HaShachar, when it was still dark, with the first false dawn, the two lights coming out in the horizon. V'ro Ayelet HaShachar, and in the darkness, they saw the Ayelet HaShachar. Sheboka, that it broke forth, oira its light. Amar Rav Chiya Rabba. So Rav Chiya, the great Rav Chiya said to Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, he said to him, Bei Rabbi, which the Mephoreshim tell us is the same what the Bavli has a word, beribi. What is that word? Look in the Rosh Cirillo, beribi, ato gadol hador. You are the gadol hador. That's how he addressed them. And then Rav Chiya Rabba said to Rav Shimon ben Chalafta, the gadol hador, kachi gulosun shel Yisrael. This light that we're seeing now, the Ayelet HaShachar, that is how the geula of Klal Yisrael will happen. In the beginning, kima, it's going to come up bit by bit, just like you have the light in the morning coming up bit by bit. But kol mashia leches, as time goes on and the light begins more and more to be seen, he rabav leches, it intensifies and it gets greater and greater, the light. It starts off slowly, but then over time it bursts forth. And suddenly there's an intense light. My taima, again, this means what is the source? Where do we find a pasuk? Ki ha'eshev b'choshech, when I sit in darkness, which is an allusion to golus. We're sitting everywhere in the world today in golus. Hashem oir li, Hashem will be a light to me. He will bring the gula. How will he bring the gula? He'll bring the gula just like the Ayelet HaShachar and the Alois and the Nates, all those steps. That's the way the geula will come. And now, the Yerushalmi tells us that it goes the same by Esther Hamalka, who she, Beruach HaKodesh, said, Lamnatzeach al Ayelet HaShachar. Kach, betchila u'Mordechai yoishim b'shar ha'melech. Mordechai was sitting, this, as the Haredim beautifully tells us, each pasuk that we're going to bring now from Megillas Esther is it compared to another part of the sun coming on the horizon. The first one is Mordechai Yoshev B'Shar HaMelech, he's sitting by the gate of the king, and Bixen and Seresh are plotting, and they don't realize that Mordechai understands what they're saying, and he brings it to the king's attention, and they write it down in a Sefer Zechariah. That was the Ayelet HaShachar, says the Haredim, of the Geula from Haman on Purim. It was, the Haredim calls it the Hagdamas Refuah L'Makah. At that time, it seemed like not such an important fact that Mordechai saved the king's life. But later, it was to play a great role in the whole salvation of Klal Yisrael. So betchil the Mordechai Yosef Shar Melech ayelas hashachar va'achar kach va'yikach chomnes alabush v'sasus. Haman took the garments of the king and his horse, and says the charedim that was compared to the alois hashachar. And now there's the beginning of the light spreading throughout the horizon. Va'achar kach va'yoshev Mordechai al Shar Melech. The charedim and the gros says that we take out this pasuk. They're not garrison. Why? Because he went back. It says he went back to his sackcloth. However, in the beer of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, he is garrison. And he says that the Yerushalmi Einach Nami argues on the Bavli. The Bavli explains in Megillah this pasuk to mean that Vayashav he returned to Tanisai, Sakoi V'Tanisai, his sackcloth and his fast. The Yerushalmi understands it the way Reb Chaim Kanievsky Shlita understands it. No, we're goyrisit, but it means that he went back confidently that the Geula would come, and he did not go back to his sackcloth and his tinis. But anyway, the Charedim does not learn it. Va'acher kach u'Mordechai yotzim ufnei ha-melech b'vush malchus. Then came the Netzach Hama, that Mordechai goes out, Haman's leading him, and Mordechai is dressed b'vush malchus. Va'acher kach, like who demaisa oira v'simcha, says the Charedim, that is chatzoy sayoyim. When the sun is at its brightest throughout the day, at midday, that's like Hudu Maitzar Vesimcha. So the Geula of Klal Yisrael, it will start off small, bit by bit, but eventually it will burst forth in a blaze of light, and the Geula should come with Mashiach Tzakenu B'mherev Yameinu Amen. Continues the Gemara. The Asya, the Rab Chanina K'Rab Yuda. We know that Rab Yuda in the Yerushalmi is like we have in the Bavli, Yehuda. So Rab Chanina, what he said is like Rab Yehuda. What did Rab Chanina said? This is what he said on Amud Aleph, where Rab Chanina said that from the beginning of the shining of the sun, which is Alois HaShachar, Ad Soif Zrichas HaShemesh, which is Netzach Hama, you can walk 4 milim, which is 72 minutes. That same Shita is Rab Yehuda's Shita, the Tani B'Shem Rab Yehuda. If a person were to walk through the atmosphere, now the Gemara here is going like we had before in Yerushalmi, that there's like a dome on top of the earth where the sun goes through, we explained this in previous year, the sun goes through a window when it sets, and it goes behind the horizon, and it comes in through a different window in the east every morning. And this, the Chazon Ish said that this is only a mashal, just the l'shaber esoizen, that we can understand how the sun is working. But we know, of course, that the sun does not go around the earth. But the Rabbi Yehuda is saying over here that it takes the sun 50 years, which a man would walk, it would take him 50 years. Adam Beinani Mahalach Arboa Mil Biyoyim. A person walks 40 mil a day. So the Gra adds here some words. He's Goyris. Hachama Mahaleches Chamesh Meyoshana. The sun goes 500 man years during the day from Nates till Shkia. So let's, we have to do a little simple math. In other words, from Nates till Shkia, it takes 500 years. For what the sun accomplishes from Nates to Shkia, that takes 500 years for a human being to walk. What from Alois till Nates, that takes 50 years. So it comes out that the time that elapses from Alois till Nates is 1/10 of the time that it takes from Nates to Shkia. How much can a person walk a whole day? Adam Beinani, or average person, Mahalach Arboa Mil B'Yayim. He walks 40 mil a day. Okay, now, Acha Chama Neiseris Berakia, Mahalach Hamishim Shana, while the sun is cutting through the sky, which takes 50 years, as we said before, Adam Mahalach Arboa Mil. During that time, what can a person down here on earth do? He can walk 4 mil. Nimtzas Oimer. So it comes out, She'oiviv Shal Rekia, Echad Mi'asar B'Yayim. It comes out that the thickness of the sky, the time it elapses between Alos till Nates is a tenth of, as we said, from Nates till Shkia. So if a person walks a whole day 40 mil, he walks, and so it comes out, it one thing is parallel to the other. The sun, it would take a person to walk from Alos till Nates 50 years. From Nates to Shkia, it would take him 500 years. So it comes out the period of Alos till Nates is one-tenth of the period from Nates to Shkia. The same thing, a person a whole day can walk 40 mil. He can walk from Alos till Nates 10 mil. Then he can walk from Alos till Nates 4 mil. So therefore, he's walking just like the sun is one-tenth, 50 to 500. The same thing, the person during that period walking 4 mil is one-tenth of the 40 mil that it can walk during a whole day. How much time is that? Now we know 4 mil, you walk 18 minutes for 1 mil. That's 72 minutes. But a tenth of an average day of 12 is also 72 minutes. Because 12 divided by 10 comes out to 1.2. So 1.2 hours, 1 hour is 60 minutes, 0.2 is one-fifth of an hour, is 12 minutes, is 72 minutes. So Rabbi Yehuda Shita is exactly identical to Rav Chanina. Continues the Gemara. U'kishem sh'ayviv shal rakiyah mahal chamishim shana. And just like we find that the sky, the thickness of the sky, as we just explained, is 50 years, kach ayviv shal oretz, the depths of the earth, va'ayviv shal tehoim, and the depths of the deep, is also mahal chamishim shana, also takes a person to do it. It would take 50 years to walk. Uma tam, and what is the makar for this? It's gzeir shava, because one pasuk says hayoshev al chagoret, so Ribbono shel Olam sits on the circle, on the globe of the earth. Uksiv, another pasuk says v'choik shamayim ishalech, and it walks over the orbit of the sky. So again, it uses the word choik. Uksiv, a third pasuk, b'chukah, he etched out choik al pnei soim, the globe on the face of the deep. So in these three psukim, one which speaks about Shemayim, and one which speaks about Oretz, and one which speaks about Tahayim, we have in each one the word Chayik. Chayik, Chayik, Zereshava. And therefore we could say, just like we saw that it takes 50 years to go through the Avyav Shal Rakia, so too it takes 50 years to go through the thickness of the earth and the thickness of the Tahayim.